This is Ozarks at Large. If you are going to sponsor a series of lectures with the words Distinguished Readers in the title, it's hard to imagine a more worthy guest speaker than Joyce Carol Oates. She will be in Fayetteville Monday night as the featured reader in such a series sponsored by the University of Arkansas's Creative Writing and Translation Department. Oates certainly is distinguished. Since 1963, she's had 40 books on the New York Times bestseller list. She earned the National Book Award in 1970, has been awarded the O. Henry Prize, and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Book Critics Circle. She's written fiction, nonfiction, poetry, essays, and is a prolific book reviewer and literary critic. She also teaches. She's a professor at Princeton. Last month, I talked to Ms. Oates in anticipation of her appearance in Fayetteville. She says of all her endeavors, the ones most closely linked are teaching and her public readings.
It probably relates to teaching, because when you're teaching, you're obviously speaking in public and meeting people and discussing literature and ideas and so forth. So I think being a writer is a very, obviously very solitary and can be somewhat lonely occupation. I always thought I would be a teacher already when I was in first or second grade. So that's been very natural to me to go out and give readings and meet people.
Joyce Carol Oates says her teaching is invested in the analyzation of writing. For her classes, including a graduate seminar she's teaching this spring at NYU, she assigns her students great works like the short stories of Ernest Hemingway or the poems of William Carlos Williams.
Works of fiction that are helpful to me, to the instructor, you know, to look at the craft, for instance. The very elegant craft that goes into a Hemingway short story is very helpful for a writer to be always reading in that way. You know, not so much just reading for enjoyment or entertainment, but reading to see how it's put together. So the teaching that I've done has always dealt with fiction analysis.
She takes a similar approach to her own writing, analysis and more analysis. She says she reads sentences aloud as if they're poetry. She studies word choices and paragraphing and the structure of things that are not discussed or even thought about usually outside of a classroom. And she reads all the time. She describes her reading as wide and indiscriminate.
I get lots of new galleys. I have found galleys on my desk here. I might just, instead of doing my own work, I might just sit and read a story or a novella or something, you know, just sort of spontaneously or, you know, without any purpose to it except enjoying it. Then I often reread. But since I have so much work that I'm doing, I've assigned two long stories for my students for this week, so I'll be rereading them. One by H.P. Lovecraft and one by Charlotte Perkins Gilman, so I'll be reading that. I often am reviewing.
You can gain some insight into how the writer works by searching out an interview Joyce Carol Oates did with the Washington Post last September. She was interviewed by herself. In that piece, she pointedly asks herself questions about writing and discusses the anxiety she says is associated with writing. In fact, she says the more anxiety she feels, the more she knows she's headed in the right direction.
Well, yes, I think so. I'm working on something now that is very frustrating, so I keep trying to get into it. You know, I'm on page 2. I've written many, many, many pages, but I keep going back, and I keep chiseling away. It's as if there is a big, very large block of granite, and something shapely is inside it, and I'm just sort of chiseling away, and I think that is, it's the opposite of feeling that you've gotten it right the first time. It's sort of a feeling that you have to keep trying, so you feel stressful and frustrated. Now, I think it may be the case that people who are serious writers and artists are the ones who are not satisfied with what comes out first and keep trying and see if you can make it better, come back to it, try again. And I'm just guessing. There may be great artists like Mozart who just get it perfectly the first time, but many composers like Beethoven, even Chopin, they had ideas, but then they had to work with them. So there are all kinds of emotions. There's sort of self-disgust and dismay. And then I go out for a walk or go running, and I get some new ideas. So I come back and I try it again. So there's a little feeling of excitement, you know, of a new way to tell the story.
She says she may read from that Washington Post self-interview when she's at the town center Monday night. Expect some amount of analysis of what writing is and what it can mean. She seems to be constantly evaluating the act. And she writes apparently nonstop. She's averaged 2 published books a year during her professional career. During our conversation, she talked about a project she's currently working on that's been with her for years.
So at the moment, I'm writing a memoir piece about a girl I went to high school with who committed suicide her freshman year in college. And I always wanted to write about her. She was a friend, and I wanted to talk about, you know, issues of suicide and all that. And I'm sort of trying to deal with this and having a really difficult time, because when I knew her, of course, we didn't know she was going to commit suicide. And so it's falsifying to write about her as I knew her in high school with this sort of secondary knowledge, if you follow my meaning. Well, the problem, I think, with the retrospective vision in a memoir is that you know too much. You know, how someone is going to turn out. Somebody dies young. When you lived and knew that person, you had no knowledge of the future.
Right.
So how do you evoke the past in an honest way when you already know the ending of something? I'm finding that extremely challenging.
Joyce Carol Oates will be at the Fayetteville Town Center at 7 p.m. Monday night. The event is free and is open to the public and is part of the University of Arkansas's Creative Writing and Translation Program's Distinguished Lecture Series. She talked with me from her home last month. This is Ozarks at Large.